Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your story is meant to be shared because a lot of people are waiting to hear your story. Your story is the most powerful thing that you have because it shows that you are on the right path. And as you're being on the right path, you have to know that your story will help others get on their right path. See, when you share your story, you're making a difference. See, when you're putting yourself out there, you're making a bigger difference. See, when you share your experiences, you're showing that it's possible to do what you put your mind to. See, sharing your story is a skill, and then when you understand how to share your story on a continuous basis, this is the impact that you can make from your story, from your experience, from everything that you have been through. So if this is your first time here, make sure you hit the subscribe button and wait towards the end and engage with the conversation, because today we're talking about the importance of your story, of your experience, and everything that you have been through, because everything that you have been through is preparing you for your future success. So what's going on, everybody? My name is Terrell Humphrey. If this is your first time watching here, welcome everybody. Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and this is your first time here. You are at the right channel because this channel focuses on personal development, marketing, and business tips. Today, we're talking about personal development topics on how you can start becoming and sharing your story. Your story is important. Your story has value. Your story is what you have been through. And so when you understand that your story has value, the value that you can bring to others is being okay with sharing your stories. So let me go ahead, write it on the board. Let me know in the comments where you're from and engage with the conversation, because today I'm going to explain the importance behind your story. So I'm going to put share your story. Share your story. And see, your story comes from things that you have experienced, things that you have been through, and things that you have overcame. See, life is difficult. Life is challenging. And it's also overwhelming. And when you get on the other side of being overwhelmed, now your story has value. Now your story has meaning. Now your story has purpose. See, when I start to understand how to share my story, I was sharing what I was going through. And when, as I was sharing what I was going through, I was learning how to be a better communicator. And so I was watching this documentary with Chris Brown. And for those of you who don't know who Chris Brown is, Chris Brown is an R&B artist. And he's been in the game for over 20 plus years, just making music, just in the music industry, just being a phenomenal artist. And so I watched this documentary, and in the documentary, he's sharing the story of what he has been through. He's sharing different experiences of what he has gone through, and he's sharing different moments that he has experienced for himself. And so as I'm watching this documentary with Chris Brown, I'm just thinking to myself, if he can share his story, why can't I share my story? So then I really got to diving in deep with the story and really got to watch it, really got to learn it, really just got to observing like everything that he's been through and everything that he has been through, it was preparing him for today. And so when I start to really pay attention to what the documentary was and what the story was actually being told, it was helping me identify that my story can be shared too.
See, when you share your story, you have to see the value in your story. You have to see the value in the lesson. You have to see the value in your pain. See, if it was easy, everyone would do it. But since it's not easy, everyone is not doing it. See, one thing that stops a lot of people is the fact that they're not sharing their story. I had to learn that my story has value because I was the one that went through it. I was the one that experienced it. I was the one that learned from it. How do you learn from your experience? How do you learn from your story? How do you learn from what you go through to prepare you for your future, to prepare you for today, to prepare you for things that you have not faced before? See, your story is so impactful because your story becomes your marketing tool. That's the first point I want to hit on. Why does your story become your marketing tool? Story, point number one, story equals marketing. Story equals marketing. And you see the reason why that's so important. Excuse me. Ooh-wee.
Hold on.
Your story is marketing. And the reason why this is so important is because once you go through what you share, you're connecting and making and making a point from what you have been through. See, when I was watching the documentary, just watching different videos that I was like interested in, I always wondered why was I watching this movie for so long? Why was I watching Spider-Man for so long? Why, what was the point of it? Minus it being a superhero movie, Spider-Man was a phenomenal movie because of the story. And when Peter Parker, Spider-Man became, when Peter Parker became Spider-Man, he had to go through the phase of figuring out who he was. And so in the movie, it's showing like different segments, different scenes of him developing into Spider-Man, and him developing and learn how to work with Spider-Man, and Peter Parker developing in a way that's going to help him prepare over time. And so as he preparing over time, I start watching the video more or the movie more often because of the story. And see, in Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man lost his uncle. Spider-Man lost his uncle. When he lost his uncle, he became somebody different. He became somebody different because he had to grow into the different. And see, when you go through life, when you go through different experiences, your story, what you experience, what you go through, what you overcome, it becomes your marketing. It becomes a better marketing because you're able to tell a story. See, Spider-Man was so good, they started creating multiple different Spider-Mans, multiple different Spider-Man movies, and it was based off the story. Uncle Ben, that was his name. Peter Parker, Uncle, his name was Uncle Ben. And my favorite quote from him, he said, "With great power comes great responsibility." And in the movie, Uncle Ben didn't even know that Spider-Man or that Peter Parker had became Spider-Man and got the ability to have more strength, to have more speed, and to shoot from the wall, and to swing from the walls. But as Spider-Man is saving the world, Spider-Man's story is being built because it's showing that it matters. Your story matters because you have to share it with others that's willing to watch it. You have to share it with others that's willing to listen to it. You have to share it with others that have no idea who you are. See, when you share your story, you're marketing because you're building a deeper connection with your customers, with your audience, with people that you are connected with. I mean, I was at a networking event a couple weeks ago, and when I'm at this networking event, the number one question that I always often get is, what do you do? What do you do? It doesn't matter who you are just yet, but what do you do? Why did you get into it, and what's the reason behind it, right? So I got to a point when I'm starting to really practice what I want to say and how I want to come across, and I'm learning that the language that I'm using, the words that matters, it shows and demonstrate what I do. So when people ask me, when I was at this networking event, what do you do? I said I help podcasts to turn views into sales. They was like, well, how do you do that? I'm like, well, it's hard for me to explain. It's hard for me to explain. So then I have to continue to learn how to find ways to explain what I do. So what do? Well, I help so-and-so. I help entrepreneurs turn views into sales, and I do that by using social media. Okay, now I'm learning how to communicate effect. I'm learning how to describe it just a little bit, and it shows growth. It demonstrates progression. And see, the reason why that's so important, because when you share your story and your storytelling improves because you are constantly marketing yourself. And by marketing, I'm saying you're actually putting yourself out there to be heard and learn from. How do people learn from others? They start sharing their story. They start sharing what they've been through. They start sharing everything they experience. Because your story is what sells. Your story is what sells. And the reason why it's selling is because you're the one that's telling it. Spider-Man was a great movie because they was the one telling the story in the movie. And so over time, I became a big Spider-Man fan. And really just start paying attention. Not necessarily paying attention, but just enjoying the movie more often. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so special, because it shows that their story worked. Peter Parker's story worked, and as it worked, it connected with me. It connected with me because it was marketing the movie. It was marketing Peter Parker. It was marketing Spider-Man. How does Spider-Man go to save the world? Well, someone has to become Spider-Man. Someone has to become this different. And when someone becomes this different, then someone has to learn how to be different. And so even though your story is what matters, your story is marketing, your story is something that is important. It's important because it connects with those that's willing to listen. It connects with those that can really see and understand. Spider-Man was a great movie because to me, because I connected with it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the superhero aspect of it. And so as I continued to grow, as I continued to learn, I was learning that storytelling only improves. Storytelling only gets better. Storytelling comes from the heart. Storytelling comes from having a purpose. Storytelling comes from an experience. Because if you have experience and you put the experience together, now you're able to develop a little bit more quicker. Why? Because your story is what is marketing, and as it's marketing, it shows that it matters. Because people resonate with people. People don't resonate with things. And the reason why that's so important, because it shows that you are relatable. Your story represents what you have gone through, what you have experienced, what you have learned. When you learn something new for yourself, you are identifying the lessons that's there for you. And when the lesson is there for you, now you understand that your story is only preparing you because it will help you figure out your marketing. See, when you figure out your marketing, you have to know that you don't... You're putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself out there in a way that's going to help individuals. You help individuals by sharing your story. See, when I became a fan of Spider-Man, I just watched the first movie. Then I watched Spider-Man 2. Then I watched Spider-Man 3. And then I watched Spider-Man Venom. And so I'm a fan of it because I'm constantly watching it. I'm a fan of it because they're constantly telling stories in the movie. I'm a fan of it because they are consistent with the storytelling. And see, reason being is because your story is something that you go through. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps and I was starting to create content. I was starting to make videos and I was starting to believe myself that I can actually do this. And so when I started making videos, I didn't know I needed confidence to have and create videos. I just thought it was going to be easy. I just thought it was going to be like, if you get a camera, if you get your phone out and press record, it'll be easy. Not knowing that it was challenging. Not knowing that it was challenging in a way, because it forced me to look at myself in a way where I had to be different. See, the movie Spider-Man, Peter Parker had to be different because he was Spider-Man. See, in life, I have to be different for myself because I want to be different when it comes to, I would like to be different for myself rather than for others. Because it matters. Your story matters. One thing that I've learned while going on this journey, while going through this process, is that everyone's stories are not the same. They're similar, but not the same, because it's different experiences, different time and different movies, different time, different environments. And you really experience something in your way that will help you identify the story that you like to share to others, because you're different. You're different. And when you're different, you have to know that you're different. it took me a while to know that I was different, because I was when I had a thought, when I had a belief, when I had an idea, I act on the idea. Like, one thing that I used to do was that I used to do it first and then think about it. Like, is this really a good idea? Is this really great time consuming? Like, is this good? I remember I was washing cars when I was in the Marine Corps, and first thought it was a good idea. Okay, first thought, I'm gonna wash cars because all the cars is here. And as the cars are here, I'm going to wash the majority of the cars is in this barracks, in the place that I was staying. And so when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, what do I need? Well, I think I need business cards. I think I need to put my name out there. I think I need to connect with others. So the first thing I did was that I bought some business cards. And the name of the car wash business that I started, quote unquote, was The Journey of a Car Wash. And it was a journey of a car wash because the car goes from dirty to clean, clean to dirty. It's like a journey. It's like a journey amongst the two. And so when I thought about that, I said, that's really a good name. That's really a creative name. And so when I had the idea of starting to do a car wash, I went to go get the stuff. I got the business cards. I had to get a vacuum. I had to get some soap. I had to get a bucket. I had to get towels. I had to get the equipment so I could be prepared to be different. And so as I'm learning how to get the equipment and the type of equipment to have, I'm seeing that I'm doing the work. I'm seeing that I'm spending the money on the vacuum. The vacuum was like maybe $98. It was a great vacuum. It was a phenomenal vacuum. And the vacuum that I used, I can't even remember the brand, but it was good. The soap was good. The hand towels was great. And I just really got things that I thought I would need that would help me wash the car. And so when I got my first customer, let me tell you how I got my first customer. I had the business cards, The Journey of a Car Wash. I had my first name. Wait, correction. I had the rank. I had my first name, last name, or last name, first name, then phone number, then Instagram, and then email. And I was like, if you want a car wash, keep this card. Just reach out to me. So when I was interested in washing the car, I had the idea, and then I act on it. I acted on it. And so once I acted on it, I started to learn what I was actually doing. I started to learn why was it even important. I started to identify the reason behind it. Now, the idea was good. Start a car wash because I'm staying on base. I'm staying when I was in the Marine Corps at a particular place. And there's a lot of people that's here that's on at the same place, same location. So why not bring something? And so at the time, I brought myself. I brought myself, and then once I had the idea, I acted on the idea. See, in order to be different, you have to act on what you think. You have to act on the thought that you have. You have to act on the things that you think. Reason being, because when you are different, you have to do things that are different. And so when I was putting myself out there, I didn't really think like it would take a long time. I really didn't know what to expect, but I just knew that I needed to get out the room and go pass it out, to go get out the business card, to go deliver it somewhere. But somewhere I just had to find what somewhere was. So then I got my first customer. I'm passing out the business cards. I'm handing them out. I say, hey, man, if you ever need a car wash, use this car. Just give me a call. I say, hey, man, if you ever need a car wash, use this car. Give me a call because I'll be more than willing to wash your car. See, I was passing around the card. I was passing around the information. And then I got a customer. See, when I got the customer called me. He was like, hey, man, I need my car wash. I need my car wash. It was actually my buddy, Mason. He was the first car that I had washed. He had a Camaro. I said, ooh, okay. If I can make a Camaro look nice, I can make any car look nice. And so he let me wash the car. First off, he had some huge rims. So washing the rims wasn't that difficult. And so as I'm washing it, as I'm cleaning it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time. It's time, yeah, I'm doing good. And so I'm washing the car, I'm washing the rims, I'm cleaning the inside, I'm vacuuming the inside, I'm wiping down the steering wheel and the glove compartment, I'm wiping down everything, the gear shift, I'm wiping down everything, because I'm committed to this. He said, yeah, I can wash it, so I'm going to do the best that I can be. I'm going to do the best that I can do, because I know I can do it. And so to be different, you have to be okay with being different. So as I'm washing this car, it's taking me forever. It's taking me forever to wash this car. But then I start to really just be focused because I got my music playing. I got the towels. I'm doing the work. And I'm actually putting myself out there. And as I'm putting myself out there, I'm realizing that it's taking a lot longer than I expected. I didn't know it was going to take about 2 hours to wash one car. I didn't know it was going to take me some time to wash just one car. But see, I was committed. See, when you have a story, you are able to put yourself out there in a way that will help you in life. And so when I was washing this car, I had proof of concept that I can do it. I had proof that I just washed somebody's car that it's possible. It might take a lot of work, but it's possible. And so then I'm learning about the process. I'm learning about the journey. I'm learning and I'm doing and I'm going to different customers. I'm having different customers. And I'm really experiencing different moments because different cars are different to clean. And so I'm this one time I was cleaning this car. It was like a white Accord. I think it's called white Accord. And that joker was dirty. Okay, that joker was dirty inside and out. And so somebody let me wash their car. And so then I start having a thought process behind it of I'm going to start taking a picture of the things that I do before it's done. Then after it's completed, I'm going to take another picture for the after effect. And so as I'm cleaning the car, I'm trying to get videos, I'm trying to record, but it's taking too long. And as it's taking too long, you have to be different. In order to be different, you have to be willing to do different things. And so as I'm cleaning the car, I'm learning about different ways to be better, more efficient. I'm finding different ways to clean, finding different areas to clean. And so now I'm feeling even better because I see the transformation. I see the progression. I see what's going from dirty to clean to actually looking like a nice car. See, if you want to be different, you have to know that you have to be the one to be different. And so as I'm washing the car, I'm not knowing that I'm gaining experience. I have no idea the reason behind the experience, the reason behind the story, and it's helping me develop and have more customers. You see, when I was able to have proof of concept for my first car, the second car came a lot easier because I had the first one. You see, in life, you have to be willing to get the first before you get the second. And when you get the second, you have to be willing to get the third. See, just like baseball, when a batter swing at the ball and he connects with the ball, he just need to get on first base. He just need to get on first base so he can be safe. You see, there's a movie called Moneyball. And this movie, the team isn't playing that well. The team isn't that great. The team isn't that good. Excuse me. So they're going through a transitional phase. And they're transitioning, trying to find good players. They're trying to find top players. And the reason, the trouble that comes from behind is that the top players don't want to come to a team that's not good. So they don't have the money to get the top player. So in order for them to have a chance in the playoffs, they have to go and be different. See, when they're different, they have to bring in someone that understands the game in a different way than others do. So it was a young intern. He was maybe 19 or 20 that came into the facility. And as he came into the facility, he knew things that the older management team did not know, did not understand. And so when they was having a meeting, they was having an introductional meeting, they was one the manager, he was speaking, and he pointed to the guy, and he was like, all they need to do is just get on base. He said they batting average is good because they can get on base. You see, in life, you just have to get on base in order to get to second. Reason being, because when you get on base, you start to win. When you get on base, you start to believe in yourself just a little bit. You see, when you're building your story up, you have to know that you are preparing to market yourself. See, when you are different, you have to be willing to be different for yourself. To be different, you have to be willing to be different for yourself. Reason being, because your story matters. What you go through matters. And in the movie Moneyball, the team wasn't that good, but even though the players was able to get on the base towards the end of the movie, they won the playoffs because they just got on base throughout the whole season. They just got on base. You see, your story is helping you get on base. Because you have to swing. You have to take a risk for yourself. And you have to be willing to go seize the opportunity. Because the opportunity is waiting for you to be seized. Because it's important. And it shows that you're committed to yourself. You see, the first thought that I had when I was washing my car was that I need to go get business cards. I need to let everyone know that I'm washing cars. And if you ever need a car, your car wash, I'm your guy. And so I was getting on base because I was putting myself out there. I was getting on base because I was meeting strangers. I was getting on base because I knew that I was committed to it. You see, when you committed, it's a dangerous game because nobody can stop you. See, to be different, you have to be willing to be different for yourself. And the reason why that's so important, because the people who are different are the ones that wins. And you don't have to win in a competitive sport. You just have to win for yourself. There's a song by DJ Khaled, I believe Rick Ross. And it goes like, all I do is win, win, win. Sometimes you just need to win, win, win. Why? Because the little wins add up. The little getting on base adds up. And it's adding up in a way where you don't even expect it. You don't even expect it because you don't even know what to look for. You see, Muhammad Ali was a phenomenal fighter. And he was a phenomenal fighter, one, because he was good at storytelling. He had a story, and he was just sharing with the world. Not only was he confident, but he was confident in his punches. He was smooth with the way he was moving. And as he was moving, he was able to back what he was saying. You see, when you able to back what you do, you're becoming different. You see, when you become different, now you understand that your story is being built for yourself. You see, when your story is built, now you're building confidence because you have small wins that you are collecting. And the next point I want to hit on is that you have to start collecting smart wins. Number two, start collecting small wins. Small wins. There we go. Small wins. And when you collect small wins, you start to build confidence that you can do what you are putting your mind to. See, to have a small win is to get up early and make your bed. Ooh. To have a small win is to get up early and go work out. To have a small win is to do what you promised yourself that you would do for yourself. Why? Because it takes effort to win, right? It takes focus to win. I mean, when I was in the Marine Corps, I was on this working party, this party that was working with others, and they said, first of all, you're voluntold, meaning you're volunteering, but you're told to volunteer. So we went to go help. And as I'm helping, I'm like, man, this is a lot of stuff. This is a lot of stuff to grab, to hold, and to move. This is a lot of stuff. And even though it's a lot of stuff, doesn't make it impossible. See, to be different, you have to be willing to be different for yourself. See, when you start small and you win small, even though it was a lot of materials on the truck, I had to take it 2 chairs at a time. And the other Marines had to take it 2 chairs at a time. And then eventually the truck came from full to empty. And then as it's empty, now you're collecting small wins. Start small wins. Now hold on. Yeah, I said that incorrectly. It's supposed to be start collecting small wins. Start collecting small wins. Collecting small. There we go. Yeah. There we go. You see, in life, to get to the next base, to get to the next phase, to get to the next level, you have to be willing to win at a small level. Because your story is being developed. And the wins that you're building for yourself, you have to know that it's preparing for something bigger. It's preparing for something bigger because it's showing that you are on the right path. And see, when you identify the type of path you are on, now you start to develop more, because as you develop it, now you learn more about yourself. So I'm going to look up the word small wins definition and really just share it with you. Just share it with you, because it's powerful. It's powerful to know. It's powerful to understand. Small wins are small, noticeable achievements that can help people reach their goals and improve their well-being. You see, that's so important, because it shows that if you're able to win for a part of the day, if you're able to win small, if you're able to win for the moment, if you're able to win per day, you're able to grow. You're able to develop. You're able to evolve. Because when you start collecting small wins, your day goes from not so good to good, because you're winning per day. You're winning per minute. Because it shows that you're doing something right. It demonstrates the wins that you're collecting is only building within each other. And as it's building, you're developing. And as you're developing, your story is being built. You see, it's difficult to do and be disciplined. Because it's challenging to go to the gym every day. But if I commit to the gym for 4 times a week, it becomes possible. It becomes more doable. It becomes more attainable, because I just have to break the goals down just a little bit. You see, when I go to the gym, I'm collecting small wins, because I'm doing 4 sets at a time. I'm working out different parts of my body at a time, but I'm working out either different parts of my body at the same time, and or the same part, but just in different movements at the same time. So collecting wins doesn't have to look like one particular design, one particular action, one particular result, because your wins build up within themselves. And by building up, I'm saying that they actually multiply within each other. They multiply within each other because it's helping you build skill. It's helping you develop more. You see, when you share your story is showing that it's possible. Your story is sharing that it's possible. If you can do it, then this person can follow in your footsteps. And your footsteps are so meaningful because others would like to see what success looks like with you. And so in the movie Spider-Man, Peter Parker was showing the challenges that he had to face. When he started recognizing the power that he had to learn how to control the power that he was gifted with in order to not be a bully. Because essentially that's what he became. In the beginning, he became a bully because he wanted to stand up for himself. And once he stood up for himself, now things turned. Because in order to be different, you have to be willing to be different for yourself. Why? Because everybody can't do it. Everybody can't be you. What you mean? What you mean, Terrell? Everybody can't be you. Everybody would like to be you. You see, there's a difference that comes into the world. There's a difference that comes into your story, because your story is something that you experience. The difference between a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old who has been in business for 20-plus years, the difference between a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old is the level of experience. It's the amount of different stories that they have. I remember I went to the gym one time. When I was staying in Little Rock, Arkansas. When I went to the gym, it was a gentleman in there. And when I met the gentleman, I just kept seeing him like over and often. I kept seeing the gentleman often in the gym. And so we ended up communicating, we ended up talking, we ended up having a conversation. And so I'm learning from this man. I'm learning from the knowledge. I'm learning from the wisdom that he's sharing with me. Because I know this is priceless information. This is priceless knowledge, because you can't get it from nowhere in the book. And so as I'm listening to him, as I'm asking him questions, as we're having a conversation, he's telling me that in order to be different, not in the exact words, but he's telling me different experiences and different stories about his life, and it's helping me realize that if he can do it, I can do it as well. And if he can do it, I can do it as well. I just have to know how to do it. And you see, that's so important because you knowing how to do it is helping you to share your story even more. How do you share your story? Why is your story important? Why would anybody ever listen to me? People won't listen to you if you never share your story. So you sharing your story is giving you advantage because it's going to connect with someone. It's going to connect and resonate with that individual. It's going to show why this individual is connecting with you and why you're able to connect with that individual. Why? Because your story is marketing to new individuals, to new people, to new areas or environments. And the reason why they're so important is when you start collecting small wins, your day starts off a little bit better. Your day develops a little bit better. And reason being because collecting small wins doesn't stop for the last win. You continue to build yourself. You continue to build your school. Continue to build your skills because it's helping you identify the story that you would like to share for yourself. And it's inspiring because it shows that it's possible. And even though it's possible, the one that's willing to be different have to be different to have what they're putting their mind to. How do you know if you're the one? How do you know if you're the chosen one? How do you know if it'll work for you? You don't. You just have to start. You just have to begin. You just have to learn. You just have to grow because as you're growing and developing, you're growing and developing into your story. Your story will always stick with you. And as it's sticking with you, you have to know that you're becoming more than you could ever imagine. Reason being because you grow. Reason being because you develop. Reason being is because you start collecting small wins. See, every morning when we get up before we go to the gym, we make up the bed. We're starting the day off good because the bed is made. As cliche as that sounds, it helps us get in a better position, get in a better mood, get in a better feeling. And when you identify the type of feeling that you have to be in, being different won't be the challenge because it's remaining different. It's remaining different because people can start anything. People can start a podcast. Doesn't mean it's going to take off. People can start creating content. Doesn't mean it's going to take off. People can actually start putting themselves out there, but that doesn't mean that it's going to do anything. Because it will do something when people connect with your story. Your story is the most valuable thing there is because your story shows what you have been through in life. And just because you've gone through it doesn't make it the end of the world. Doesn't make it the end of the world is coming to an end. Because your story is what helps you market yourself. Is what helps you put yourself out to others. And so when you are putting yourself out to others, just know that the time you're putting into yourself is getting multiplied for your growth. And the last point I want to hit on is as you are developing for yourself, just know that it's going to take time, but never stop developing for yourself. Number three, it takes time. And the reason why it takes time is because there's different levels that you have to experience, that you have to go through, and that you have to grow from. How do you develop when developing is so confusing? How do you share your story when sharing your story is so impossible? Because I don't want to judge myself. I don't think I'm good enough. I don't like the way I sound on camera. See, I had all these doubts in my head, and it taught me the only doubt that I have is myself talking to my head, talking to my thoughts. How do you overcome negative thoughts and control the negative thoughts rather than letting the negative thoughts control you? Well, that's a good question. That is a great question. You start collecting small wins and you start moving up the ladder in a way where it's going to build your confidence at each phase, each level, each recognition. Why? Because your story matters. Your story sells, and your story is your marketing piece, because your marketing piece helps others see and recognize who you are. And so when I really start identifying like the type of story that I would like to share with the type of story that I would like to give out to the world, it became challenging because I didn't know who I was. I was unsure with myself. I mean, I was younger, and let's just say, after speaking, I hit my knee. And then once I hit my knee, my mama would tell me, "Son, you better stop crying. Son, you better stop crying." And so when she told me that, that's what I did. I stopped crying because I didn't want to get in more trouble. She said, "Son, you better stop crying. I'm going to give you something to cry about." So that's me knowing that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And as I'm being okay, I have to know what comes behind me sharing my story. It won't be easy. But for those that are different, they will be willing to do different, to have different. Be, do, have. Why? Because you can only have when you become. You can only get when you be. You can only do when you become. Why? Because you have to go through the phase. You have to go through the lessons. You have to go through the pain. You have to go through your different experiences. Because your experiences is building you up for yourself. Your experiences is building you up for your journey. And your journey is always here. And even though it's here, you have to know that it's working in your favor. Your favor is a story. Your favor is you sharing your story to others. And your favor is putting yourself out there in a way that's going to help you get more business and your customers your way. You see, when you start collecting small, you start positioning yourself correctly because you're able to build a level of confidence that many lack. All it takes is one podcast for your life to be changed. Because now you dive in deep with the research. You dive in deep with the study. You dive in deep with something that you do not fully understand. And that is content. That is content. And it's so powerful because you can share your story. You can share your experience. You can share what you have been through in a movie format. And a movie format would actually play it. Because it shows that your story has value. And as your story has value, you are marketing yourself. You are putting yourself out there. And when you continue to put yourself out there, you have to know that you have to start celebrating small wins. You have to celebrate yourself, because if no one will, and if no one will say anything, you have to do it for yourself. Because it matters. It matters. It shows that you can do and collect wins. Growth happens. And when it happens, now you understand that you can do it for yourself. Right? So as you are collecting small wins, you just have to know that it takes time. You can't be successful overnight. Yet you can be successful in over time. You can be successful over time. Because it positions you correctly to build your wins, to collect the wins, and to focus on something that you have to really practice on and strengthen so you can be more aware of it. It helps you more than hurts you. And when you do that, now you share your story with others. And when you share your stories with others, now you develop more for yourself. And if you got value from this, make sure you subscribe to the channel and leave your comment on your biggest takeaway from this video. Share this live with one friend that's struggling with sharing their story, so their story can be heard in many different places. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all later.